cottage city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my
Great
Abilene.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs is waking up behind bars this morning. The hip-hop mogul was arrested in New York City last night after an investigation that's lasted nearly a year. ABC's Aaron Katursky will be in the courtroom today.
Diddy's attorney says we are disappointed with the decision to pursue what we believe is an unjust prosecution. Federal prosecutors say the charges will be unsealed this morning, but Diddy has been under criminal investigation since his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, accused him in a civil lawsuit of sexual and physical abuse.
Former President Donald Trump speaking out about the latest assassination attempt against him. Trump recounting on X what happened at his golf club in South Florida and praising his Secret Service detail.
All of a sudden, we heard shots being fired in the air. I was with an agent, and the agent did a fantastic job.
Former employees at OceanGate testifying in the Coast Guard's formal investigation into the implosion of the Titan submersible, saying they didn't originally know their mission was to even reach the Titanic. This is ABC News. Millions of Americans turning their TVs in for big TV awards.
Shogun.
Shogun's historic night at the Emmys drew an audience of 6.87 million viewers on ABC, according to Nielsen. ABC points out that's a 54% increase over the last show. But that show, delayed by the strike, was an anomaly on a holiday Monday in January. The best comparison would be the last pre-pandemic Emmys in 2019, which was an all-time low audience for the award show at the time, at 6.9 million viewers. This year was about even with that.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. Home Depot is on the hook for $2 million, the retailer paying up to settle allegations in California that it had been overcharging customers. Several district attorneys said that the depot was charging shoppers more at the register than the prices were actually on the shelves. And Target is looking for more help for the holidays. More than a month before Halloween, the retailer announcing it will need to add about 100,000 seasonal workers. That's about the same number of workers as last year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. South winds at about 5 to 10. Clear tonight, low around 60. Sunshine and 83 for Wednesday. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 60 degrees. Slight chance of a shower Thursday with a high near 83. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 61. Sunny and 81 on Friday. Currently 66 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. The weekend death of a central Wisconsin woman is being investigated as domestic violence. Wood County Sheriff's deputies responding to an active disturbance call in the town of Auburndale Sunday morning found a dead body in a roadway. A 22-year-old man was taken into custody. A fatal crash at a northeast Wisconsin racetrack. Combined Locks Public Safety reports a 65-year-old Outagamie County man was killed Saturday on the drag strip at Wisconsin International Raceway in Buchanan. He was ejected when his vehicle collided with a concrete bridge rail and he died at the scene. And thousands of bees found inside the soon-to-be-demolished Northridge Mall in Milwaukee will be saved. The two hives found by construction crews earlier this month are being relocated to a farm owned by the owners of the company handling the demolition project. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm View.
As a member, I have had the opportunity to grow personally and professionally through valuable programming. Learning opportunities like Farm Bureau's Leadership Institute and Grassroots Policy Process have set me up to succeed both on and off the farm. Become a member by visiting WFBF.com.
Farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
As a member, I have had the opportunity to grow personally and professionally through valuable programming. Learning opportunities like Farm Bureau's Leadership Institute and Grassroots Policy Process have set me up to succeed both on and off the farm. Become a member by visiting WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, downtown Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Shawls LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The City of Durand will update the city's website. Last week, the council approved working with Catalyst to update the site. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the goal is to make the site nicer and easier to use.
The one thing we're hoping for is to do more things with it, and then it's to get people, again, whether it's to make payments, whether it's to look for information, whether it's to all those types of things. But
the company already works with Pepin County on their website. The new site should be completed in about 6 months. There are about 20 more students on campus at UW-Eau Claire this fall. The university yesterday released preliminary enrollment numbers for the fall. Overall enrollment is up by about 1,000 students. In Eau Claire, the UW says there are now 9,969 students. That's about 20 more than last fall. The university says there are also enrollment jumps in La Crosse and at UW River Falls. A Minnesota City man was injured and taken to the hospital after a two-vehicle crash on Highway 14 last night in Dover. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, 33-year-old William Perry of Minnesota City was driving eastbound on Highway 14, while Juan Bacato, 22, of Winona, was traveling westbound when both vehicles collided near County Road 10 southeast. Perry suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to Mayo Clinic St. Mary's. Bacardo was not hurt. Target is looking for seasonal help. The retailer announced yesterday it plans to bring in 100,000 seasonal employees this year to fill positions in stores and warehouses. Target's application window for seasonal help opens September 25th. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call wants to put warning labels on social media platforms. He's one of over 40 attorneys general who's written to the U.S. Surgeon General urging warnings on platforms that use algorithms. The Attorney General's cite research that links social media to anxiety and depression. They also note that features like infinite scrolling keeps kids hooked to their devices. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
A new survey finds Wisconsin's child care industry is significantly understaffed. The State Department of Children and Families Child Care Supply and Demand Survey shows nearly 60% of providers have unutilized capacity, such as closed classrooms, due to staff shortages. Providers would be able to serve up to 33,000 more kids if operating at full capacity. DCF Secretary Jeff Pirtle says payment cuts through the state's Child Care Counts program have had a ripple effect on the child care workforce. Governor Tony Evers included the Child Care Counts funding to make the program permanent as part of his most recent budget proposal, but that was cut in the legislature. The DCF survey also found annual salaries for child care workers fall well below the recommended wage based on the median Wisconsin wages for workers with similar levels of education. Grocery prices in Minnesota have significantly increased since 2020, with notable rises reported at major stores like Cub Foods, Target, and Hy-Vee. Cub Foods saw the largest hike, with prices up substantially. Target and Hy-Vee also experienced notable increases. While some items like soups have become cheaper, the overall trend shows higher costs driven by inflation and shrinkflation. Experts recommend comparing store brands, substituting products, and shopping around to save money. Wisconsin's Legislative Study Committee on Artificial Intelligence is continuing its work. The panel met in Wausau last week, where committee chair State Senator Julian Bradley explained some of the challenges surrounding the rapidly emerging technology. Bradley says those include guarding against government overreach and protecting privacy and data. The bipartisan committee includes lawmakers and stakeholders and has held several meetings focused on different areas of AI. Additional meetings will be scheduled. The University of Wisconsin is telling school leaders they cannot pick sides in political debates. The university Friday said it has a new viewpoint-neutral policy at all of its campuses.
The change comes after last spring's campus protests over the war in Gaza and accusations that the chancellor at UW-Milwaukee sided with protesters against Jewish students. A UW spokesperson said the new policies intended to create an opportunity for more people to speak their minds on UW campuses. UW-Madison's chancellor said when school leaders pick a side, no matter how well-intended, they can crowd out other points of view. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. South winds at about 5 to 10. Clear tonight, low around 60. Sunshine and 83 for Wednesday. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 60 degrees. Slight chance of a shower Thursday with a high near 83. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 61. Sunny and 81 on Friday. Currently 66 degrees.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's Sunny SunnySkiesCBD.com.
The Brewers knocked off the Phillies 6-2 in their series opener at AmFam Field. Their magic number to clinch the Central is down to 2. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It means the champagne will be on ice with a chance to pop the corks as early as tonight. Aaron Civale allowing a run on 7 hits and 5 innings for the win. And Colin Ray came out of the bullpen last night working 2 2/3 innings of relief for his first career save.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where, you know, we were kind of running low in the bullpen and they just kind of brought the idea of me coming down to the bullpen and filling in some innings if we needed to, and thought it was a good idea myself. I was kind of right on the same page with them, so I was all for it.
Wisconsin quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after suffering a torn ACL in Saturday's blowout loss to number 4 Alabama. Van Dyke went down on the Badgers' opening possession. The Atlanta Falcons staged a game-winning drive to come back and beat the Eagles 22-21 on Monday night in Philadelphia. Kirk Cousins marching the Falcons offense 70 yards in just over a minute to tie the game with a 7-yard touchdown pass, and the extra point won it. Both teams are 1-1. Packers off today before resuming practice on Wednesday in preparation for Sunday's road game at Tennessee. Coach Matt LaFleur says it would be more difficult for Jordan Love to play this week if he can't practice.
We'll see how it kind of plays out, but ideally in a perfect world, if he's going to play, you'd like him to get some reps in, especially I think, you know, it'd be 2 weeks. I think that's a long time.
News around the NFL: Panthers benching first overall pick Bryce Young and will go with veteran Andy Dalton at quarterback. The Rams will be without wide receiver Cooper Kupp for an extended period after a left ankle sprain, and the 49ers losing Pro Bowl receiver Deebo Samuel for a couple of weeks with a strained calf. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers shoot for their second Midwest League championship. They'll take on Lake County in Ohio tonight. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. After more than 40 years, the iconic television show Wheel of Fortune has a new host. How is Ryan Seacrest handling the new role and surroundings?
I want this one to go so well. I want all of them to go well, but this one's new, and I want this one to be something that people go, okay, you know what? I get it. That makes sense.
Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit Progressive.com.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy. It
feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Minnesota Twins lost to Cleveland 4-3 last night at Progressive Field. The Twins scored three runs in the top of the third, thanks to a two-run single by Byron Buxton. But Kyle Mazzardo hit a two-run homer in the eighth to give Cleveland the lead for good. Griffin Jacks was charged with his fifth loss in relief. The Twins have a one-and-a-half game lead over Detroit for the final AL wildcard spot. Zebby Matthews will start for Minnesota against Cleveland tonight. The Twins will add a veteran to their pitching rotation. The team claimed starting pitcher Cole Irvin off waivers from Baltimore yesterday. The 30-year-old is in his sixth Major League Baseball season. Irvin's 6-5 with a 4.86 ERA and 107 third innings this season. Minnesota optioned reliever Jorge Alcaia to make room for Irvin on the active roster. The Minnesota Vikings will spend the week preparing for their Week 3 showdown against the Houston Texans. Minnesota hosts Houston at U.S. Bank Stadium Sunday. The game will be the first back in Minnesota for Texas edge rusher Danielle Hunter and wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Both teams enter the contest at 2-0. Sunday's game kicks off at noon. The Minnesota Lynx go for their seventh win in a row when they visit the Connecticut Sun tonight. Minnesota is coming off an 88-79 win over the New York Liberty on the road Sunday. The Lynx are in second place in the WNBA at 29-9. Tonight's game tips off at 6 o'clock. Kerry Brown has been recognized for his strong performance over the weekend. The Gophers' safety was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week yesterday. Brown had two interceptions and four tackles in Minnesota's 27-0 win over Nevada Saturday. Brown and the Gophers host Iowa this weekend.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering $25 rebates on endangered resources license plates. Sales of the plates support Wisconsin's native species in need. Details on how you can participate when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Your Wisconsin DNR is celebrating 30 years of endangered resources license plates by offering a $25 rebate for new purchases now through December 31st. Since 1994, sales of endangered resources license plates have played a critical role in funding DNR conservation work for more than 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species listed as endangered, threatened, or of special concern. One example of how funds are used is the creation and upkeep of the nation's most extensive system of state natural areas, thereby preserving unique geological locations. These sites provide habitat for many of Wisconsin's endangered plant and animal species. The rebate offer is available through December 31st for people who buy new endangered resources license plates or for current plate holders who switch from one plate design to another. Visit the Endangered Resources License Plates webpage at dnr.wisconsin.gov for details. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs mid-80s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, clear lows, low 60s to around sunshine, highs mid-80s. For Thursday, sunny early, then a 40% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Currently across the region, we do have mostly sunny skies. Pepin 70, Lake City at 69, Mondovi, Nelson, and Wabasha 68, Plum City 67, O'Galley 62. Here at WRDN, we have a sunshine at 65 with Brooks and Dunn and Neon Moon. It's 8:25.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart you'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh,
mama's roof. Talking about everything under the moon with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Are you gonna kiss me or not? So we planned it all out for the middle of June, from the wedding cake to the honeymoon. And your mama cried when you walked down the aisle. When the preacher man said, say I do, I did, you did too. Then I lifted that veil, saw your pretty smile, and I said, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got, it ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you a lot. I really think we got a shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not?
Surfing the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Guitar moaning the blues make me wanna throw back a case or two. They say honky tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go. 'Cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. A little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold.
like the radio. Back in 94, you know, hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. It's a little bit. The radio. I said my whole life sounds like the radio.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. New music from Zach Top. And sounds like the radio, 8:35. I'm Brian Winnekins. And this reminder, the Pepin and Buffalo County ADRCs are holding a Stepping On workshop. And this is going to be starting tomorrow. This is a 7-week class. Did you know Stepping On has been proven to reduce falls by 31%? And the classes start tomorrow, 1 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Pepin. Now you can contact the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties at 866-578-2372 for more information. You can also call us here at the station. Rhonda is one of the folks that helps to facilitate the class, so she knows everything about it. She's done this for years. Also, you can listen to an interview we did with Rhonda as well on our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Go to the podcast tab and you can listen to that. But Stepping On begins tomorrow and still have time to register. By the way, it's best of all, it's absolutely free. So call ADRC, or if you'd like more information, you can call us here at the station too. Let's run down birthdays for today. This actress has been in the TV show Please Don't Eat the Daisies, Dynasty, and Joe Forrester. Talking about Patricia Crowley, 91 today. Hall of Fame basketball coach Phil Jackson is 79. He led the Bulls to six, count them, six NBA titles, and the Los Angeles Lakers to five. I guess he was pretty good. He got into his zen. He was always big into that. Well, it seemed to work for him. He won it 11 times. Also, actress Cassandra Peterson is 73 today. You don't know her as Cassandra Peterson. You know her as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. This comedian was the host of the TV show Ask Rita. I'm talking about Rita Rudner, 71 today. Also, this actor was in the TV series Friday Night Lights and Early Edition. Kyle Chandler, 59 today. This actress played Tasha Jefferson on the Netflix series Orange is the New Black. Danielle Brooks is 35 today. Actor Mena Massoud is 33. He rose to prominence for his role of Aladdin in the 2019 remake. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes is 29. Yeah, he was selected 10th overall in the 2017 draft by the Kansas City Chiefs. Done pretty well so far as quarterback for the Chiefs, with a little help from the refs. Born on this date, industrialist David Buick. Born in the state in 1854, he founded the Buick Auto Company, which would later become part of General Motors. Former Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, Warren Burger. Born in the state in 1907. Country Music Hall of Famer Hank Sr., Hank Williams Sr., born in the state in 1923. Pro Football Hall of Famer George Blanda, born in the state in 1927. This Tony Award-winning actor starred in several films, including Planet of the Apes and The Poseidon Adventure. He was also in The Longest Day as well. Roddy McDowell, born in the state in 1928. This Academy and Tony Award-winning actress won an Oscar for her role in The Miracle Worker. She was also in the movies The Graduate, G.I. Jane, and Keeping the Faith. Anne Bancroft, born in the state in 1931. The author of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, author Ken Kesey, born in the state in 1935. The actor Paul Benedict, born in the state in 1938. He is known for his role as Harry Bentley on the sitcom The Jeffersons. And Emmy Award-winning actor John Ritter, born in the state in 1948. He won an Emmy for the show Three's Company. Celebrating an anniversary today, Scott and Karen Bruner celebrating an anniversary. So their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Make Dairy Queen of Durand your stop for lunch today. Use that Dairy Queen app. You can earn rewards points, then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats at Dairy Queen of Durand. Our winner will also receive a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse. Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. Don't forget, find out more about the beef and pork bundles as well from Durand Smokehouse. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM and send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny. We'll have highs mid-80s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs mid-80s for Thursday. Sunny early, then a 40% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Highs mid-80s. Sunshine across the region this morning at Pepin 72, Mondovi at 71, Plum City, Nelson, Wabasha, and Lake City at 70, Ogallee 66. Here at WRDN, sunshine 69 with Carrie Underwood and Undo It. It's 8:43.
Thank you.
I see ahead is just the heat arising off the road. The rainbows I've been chasing keep on fading before I find my pot of gold. And more I'm thinking that the only treasures that I'll ever know are long ago and far behind, wrapped up in my memories of home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Now the miles I put behind me ain't as hard as the miles I laid ahead. And it's way too late to listen to the words of wisdom that my daddy said. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home.
Casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Girl, I always pictured it'd be pouring down rain with old Hank singing some song about trains. And midnight taillights tearing down a highway or some other heartbroken cliche, but there's nothing but blue skies far as I can see. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone, nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. How in the hell can I watch the big game
nothing to do but fish all day long.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Riley Green, damn good day to leave, 8:53. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Pierce-Pepin County Fall Clean Sweep is coming up Saturday, 8 to noon at the Pierce County Recycling Center in Ellsworth. This is a hazardous waste and pharmaceutical collection event for Pierce and Pepin County residents. Just call 672-5709. That's 672-5709. For more information. Last night, a lot of folks had a chance to see the Northern Lights. Yeah, that showed up again. Well, tonight, a lot of folks will be out for the supermoon eclipse. The full moon tonight is the harvest moon. And according to NASA, it'll be emphasized because it's a supermoon as well. The partial lunar eclipse starts tonight at about 7:41 our time, when the moon will begin joining the Earth's shadow. The full effect will not completely be noticeable until about 9:13 tonight, when the rim of the moon is covered, according to NASA. 8% of the moon's exterior will be in full shadow by 9:44 tonight. And by the way, if you want to watch the supermoon eclipse, no special sunglasses are needed.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Heike Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Heike Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare, so Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Heike Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durand, or call them at 715-672-5202. Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durand.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a serious heart condition. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. My HCM impacted how I felt and what I could do. So I asked my cardiologist about treatment advances that gave me new options. That conversation was big for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com to learn more.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.